Joining us on the Trocar College Live Line, tech reporter Mike Dubusky, as we take a look at this week in AI, where Mike, it's ChatGPT doing something that I have not been looking forward to, unveiling its agents, which if you could explain the concept for people, yeah. This to me, as a person who's fearful of this kind of stuff, is like a scary development. But how do other people see it?
Yeah, so this all requires us to explain what agent means in the context of AI. And what an agent is a type of artificial intelligence technology that takes action on your behalf. It can order groceries on Instacart for you, or it can write you a PowerPoint presentation. And that's in contrast to the style of AI that we have now, which basically just answers questions for you and maybe like sketches out an itinerary or something like that. Agents go one step further. They can actually do things. And that's where OpenAI's latest tool enters the picture. ChatGPT Agent is sitting within ChatGPT. It's a setting within that service that the company says can book you a trip on Expedia. It can run code for you. It can even make business slideshows and spreadsheets for a work presentation. OpenAI says they were able to do this by mixing together a bunch of existing technologies that they had, including one called Operator, which is an AI designed to click around websites, sort of understand what a normal website looks like. And in that spirit, you can actually watch this agent do things after you give it a request. So, for example, if you ask it to compare kitchen tables on Amazon, you can see it pull up this virtual desktop, type into the search bar kitchen tables, and then compare based on your criteria. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says this represents a new level of capability for AI, but to your point, he's also warning about a lot of potential risks of this technology. As we know, generative artificial intelligence like this often goes wrong. It often hallucinates and makes mistakes, and that's why Sam Altman is saying that ChatGPT agent is not really ready for high-stakes use cases just yet and probably shouldn't be given access to a ton of personal information.
I'm wondering how this is rolling out, who it's going to be offered to, and would you have to agree to accept ChatGPT agent?
Yeah, so it is already available right now to ChatGPT Pro customers. Those are the kind of most dedicated ChatGPT fans. It's $200 a month of subscription that gets you access to kind of the latest technology that they have on offer. ChatGPT Agent is included within that. And then when you go to ChatGPT, there's like an extra setting that will appear that, you know, activates the agent capability. They say this week, ChatGPT Plus customers are going to get access to Agent as well. That is for the much more reasonable $20 a month subscription. For what it's worth, guys, people who have gotten access to this already, the pro customers or reporters who have played around with this, have reported back a lot of strange, unforced errors. Basically, this thing invented fake Amazon links in one instance. It created a lot of janky, sort of unprofessional-looking PowerPoint slides. You have the capability of hooking this up to your Gmail account or your banking information so that it can go buy things for you, or it can summarize your inbox. But it seems like the general consensus, guys, is that you should hold off on doing that because, again, this hallucination issue continues to be a real bugbear for the AI industry.
Okay, so we'll be watching for that. There's some other news involving crypto this week that has a lot of people who are heavily invested into Bitcoin and things like that very excited. Is this like a path to legitimacy, Mike?
In one way, yes. So on Friday, President Trump signed what is known as the Genius Act into law. This is the first major federal law governing the crypto space. Passed the House with bipartisan support on Thursday. It passed the Senate earlier this year. And specifically, this law governs what are known as stable coins. These are specific types of cryptocurrency that are tied to the U.S. dollar and to U.S. treasuries. Normal cryptocurrencies, as we know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, others, fluctuate really wildly in terms of their value. They are kind of lucrative assets in some cases, but that can collapse at a moment's notice. Stable coins are designed to hold their value, right? They are designed to be basically a digital equivalent of a dollar, a US dollar. And a good way to think about this is if you're a person who trades crypto, you know, given how volatile that currency can be, that asset asset can be. You want a place to park your money if you want to just stop trading for a moment. That's a way to do this. Usually you kind of go to your bank, get a couple of stable coins, and use those to trade for larger cryptocurrencies once you're ready to start trading again. The Genius Act essentially makes it easier for companies and organizations to issue their own stable coins. And it's an effort to regulate a part of the asset market that has largely gone unregulated at this point, to kind of give a formal process by which you can create a stable coin. And it's also designed to get more people interested and trusting of the crypto space. To your point, putting a big federal government rubber stamp on this technology. However, there has been a lot of pushback. For one, a company associated with the president, World Liberty Financial, recently issued its own stable coin known as USD1. The Trump Organization is a 60% shareholder in World Liberty Financial. However, the larger concern here, guys, is that this effectively allows companies to ignore traditional banking regulations. They can act as their own bank, issue their own currency, and experts and students of history have been warning that this is exactly the type of thing that precluded major financial disasters, including the 1929 Depression and the 2008 recession.
It just sounds like anyone or any firm could issue their own currency then, right?
That is the fear,
open
that
it
there
up
could
to
be
scams.
Right, exactly, right. And that is another concern in the crypto industry, that these sort of federal regulations are in some ways designed to guard against, but in other ways kind of confer a level of legitimacy towards. President Trump during his first term was kind of skeptical of crypto, but in his second term has become a real crypto advocate, launching his own crypto meme coin earlier this year. He says he's a fan of crypto and that it's a very powerful industry. So this is not the end of this conversation by a long stretch.
Always interesting stuff, Mike. Thanks a lot. Mike Tobusky joining us, tech reporter with ABC on The Week in Tech News.